Coming up on this episode of the Retirement Pathfinder, it is another mailbag edition of the show. We got some great questions and some scenarios we'll work through today with Barbara and Phil.
In order to retire successfully, you'll need vision. You'll also need a plan to execute that vision. Welcome to Retirement Pathfinder with Barbara Lane and Phil Gusky. On today's show, we'll give you the tools you need to navigate unique challenges you'll face in retirement. It's time to chart your financial future. Retirement Pathfinder starts now.
Well, hello and welcome in. Glad to have you on the show today. I'm Ben George with Barbara Lane and Phil Gusky. They are retirement income planning specialists at Pathfinder Wealth Management, and we're glad to have you on the show today. Barbara and Phil, how are you?
We're doing great, Ben. How are you doing
fantastic
these days?
Yes. Yeah, springtime is around the corner.
Yay.
I know. We love it. We love it for sure. And glad to talk to you again. I know we reminded people last time, but we'll do it once again since this show will be out ahead of your next class. But taxes and retirement, March 18th and 20th, 11 a.m. If you want to get more information, reserve your seat, 815-399-9806. This will be held at the Northern Illinois University in Rockford. And again, the last couple of classes have been completely full, so a good time to hop on that. But all they need to do is call to get on the schedule with you guys.
Yep, that's exactly right. And then, yeah, you're right, Ben. They should get on the bandwagon and get on get into one of these classes. We had standing room only for two classes that we just recently did, and we've got taxes increasing likely in 2 years at the end of 2025. That will happen.
It's going to be coming. So, you know, we can't predict it, but I think most experts would say that's to be the case. So you want to get ahead of it, and always you can do that and learn more and start talking through and learning more about the process that Barbara and Phil worked through again by that taxes and retirement class. So again, 815-399-9806 to get more information and to reserve your spot. All right, it is time to jump into the mailbag. Again, we always appreciate your feedback and any questions you might have to send our way. We encourage you to do so. You can do so online. And let us know if you have anything on your mind. We've got a question from Dorothy to start off here. It says, we just had a new grandbaby who's probably going to be in the hospital for the first 2 months of his life. My daughter would love to take time off work so she can be there with them, but their financial situation doesn't make that feasible. So we'd like to pitch in financially to give them some options, but we're not sure what the tax implications would be of just giving them money, not to mention how much we actually can afford to give them ourselves without jeopardizing our own retirement. So what do you suggest here?
Well, Dorothy, congratulations on your new grandson, and I'm sorry to hear that he's going to be in the hospital, but I totally understand wanting to help your daughter, especially in this type of situation. The number of questions that we would probably ask, and one is, are you retired now? If you're working, that would be a different answer than if you're retired. Is this a loan or is this a gift? This is a good question because you want to make sure any additional withdrawals won't hurt your retirement. If we assume that you're already retired, speak to a retirement specialist before withdrawing money. If all of your money is in tax-deferred accounts, then you are taxed on anything that's coming out. I met with someone recently that asked a similar question, and they wanted to withdraw $50,000 on top of their $40,000 annual withdrawals. I showed them that that means that they're withdrawing 10% of their retirement in 1 year. They just retired. The typical withdrawal should be maybe 3 to 4% per year. So that's 2.5 to 3 years of retirement withdrawals just in 1 year. That's not something that's recommended nor sustainable, especially early in retirement. If you worked with someone who created a retirement income plan for you, you should talk to that person and have them look at your overall retirement plan to see if that's a good idea. And also, we don't know how much you're talking about giving to your daughter. You know, is this a small amount, which likely wouldn't have so much of an impact, but a large amount could have a significant impact on your retirement. If you don't have a financial advisor, Dorothy, you can schedule a 15-minute phone call with us at pathfinderchat.com. Just click on that calendar there and schedule a time that would work for you. We'd be happy to talk to you about this.
Yeah, Barb, it seems like there's a little bit of unknown information here that we need to kind of gather in order to really adequately advise Dorothy. It says give them some options, and I'm assuming here that their daughter is married, maybe not. There's a lot of single moms out there that probably would need the help at that point as well. But, you know, Dorothy, gosh, yeah, it's a wonderful thing to be able to be a grandparent. And I always say that, you know, no holds barred when it comes to spending money on the grandkids. At least that's the way my wife feels. And so, but you have to be very careful about, about tapping into your resources, because you can't go back out there in the right. in the work world to make back what you don't have any longer.
Yeah.
Do you have a written retirement plan? If not, you're not alone. Many people put off planning for their future, thinking they have plenty of time. But the truth is, time flies, and it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Pathfinder Wealth Management can help. Their team of experts, including Barbara Lane and Phil Gusky, who you hear on the show, can guide you through the planning process and save you valuable time. And with their commitment to education, you'll learn how to set yourself up for success. Book a 15-minute chat with them today by visiting pathfinderchat.com. Don't procrastinate any longer. Your retirement is too important to leave to chance. Visit pathfinderchat.com or check the link in the description of today's show.
All right, next question's in from Rose. Rose says, it seems like every time I need to make a financial decision, I just end up talking myself in circles. So for example, I have some tech stocks that I think I should sell, but I'll have to pay taxes if I do. Or another example, the investments in my 401k are probably too risky for my age, but I don't want to miss out on a good market by being too conservative. So how do I stop talking in a circle and never making a decision?
Yeah. Well, that's a good question. Rose, there's an old proverb that says this: procrastination is opportunity's natural assassin. Okay, so, you can kind of be frozen in terror and not do a thing and miss opportunities. That's true. You're right. And we don't want you to do that. I think you get the meaning of this this whole thing about procrastination, though. It can actually be a killer to your financial portfolio. So the answer may be that you need a little guidance or assistance in putting together a plan so you don't end up talking yourself in circles. I mean, that's something that's kind of pointless. It is interesting that people are more hesitant to go to financial advisors than, get this, to the dentist.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. According to an AARP survey, 45% of adults, Barb, age 45 to 59, say they'd rather see the dentist than meet with a financial advisor.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, I want this. I'd rather go get a molar pulled than go to my financial advisor. Also, this is really even worse. According to an online survey conducted by the Harris Poll, 71% of Americans say they're afraid of some aspect or another talking to a financial advisor. Isn't that interesting? So I'll give you an example. Last night I was talking to a couple that came in and, they came to a recent seminar and they had one hand on their wallet. The other one was on their car keys, so they were kind of, I get it. The financial community out there rightly deserves the reputation due to the high pressure tactics they've used over the past years. I still think of the movie, The Wolf of Wall Street. Did you ever see that movie, Ben?
Yeah, great movie. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah,
I mean, that's kind of the impression that, and the reputation is widely deserved. I mean, it's the high pressure tactics. But the big question is this: will a financial advisor add more value to you, Rose, than the cost you will pay? So according to some industry statistics, I'm not sure if I go along with all this, but financial advisors can give add anywhere from 1.5 to 4% benefit to a portfolio over the long run, depending on how long you've had the portfolio and how the returns are calculated. That's if you are using strictly the metrics for your success, which I don't necessarily recommend. We do follow a fellow by the name of Michael Kitsis, who's an advisor to advisors. And he wrote an article called this. It's called 101 Ways Financial Advisors Can Add Value for Their Clients. I'll say that again, 101 Ways Financial Advisors Can Add Value for Their Clients. And I said, wow, Barb.
We're probably doing some of those, I would imagine.
Well, yeah, and I think we should raise our fees.
There you go.
101 Ways? Gosh. But seriously, each client is different. In the case of Rose, she may need to complete a complete financial plan and then the help in implementing it, monitoring it, helping her stay on task, and so forth. And at the end of the day, the majority of people just really are looking for peace of mind as investors. They really are. They are asking the question without actually asking, am I going to be all right?
Yeah, I would agree with you that it sounds like Rose doesn't currently have a financial advisor, so she's making these decisions on her own.
I mean, yep.
We don't know her age. We don't know if she's working, if she's retired. I would say, Rose, to seek out a fiduciary for a financial advisor. A specialist could be of great value to you, one that you trust, of course.
Hey there, just a quick break from the podcast for a moment to tell you how Barb and Phil are assisting clients every day in the office with some effective tax savings opportunities under the latest Secure Act 2.0 legislation. If you want to find out how much you could save, give them a call and schedule a free 15-minute initial consultation. Call 815-399-9806 or go to pathfinderchat.com. That's pathfinderchat.com and schedule your visit with just a few clicks. We'll also put the contact info in this episode's show notes. Now, back to the show.
Charles is next up. I'm 79. I've been retired for 10 years. I think I finally have peace of mind about our financial situation, and I don't worry about us running out of money anymore. But now I'm thinking that we're going to have a million or more that we never spend, and we don't have any kids. Should I just start spending a ton to make up for the last 10 years of pinching pennies? Because I have regrets about not traveling as much in the past decade.
Well, Charles, I have to say congratulations on being the saver you've been, considering we just did a recent podcast with studies showing about 48% of retirees feel that they're going to run out of money in retirement. So again, number of questions that we would ask of you. And first of all, do you have an estate plan? With no kids, who do you want this money to go to once you're both gone? Are you utilizing the qualified charitable distribution transfers? So if you have any tax-deferred accounts, you're allowed to send money directly to certain charities, and that money is not included in your taxable income. You're allowed to take advantage of this at age 70 and a half and up to $100,000 a year. If your spouse has an IRA, she can also make a qualified charitable distribution up to $100,000 from her IRA account. Well, I don't know how you, as you had mentioned it, just start spending a ton at age 79 if you haven't lived that way. It's like the old saying goes, Phil, you know, savers are savers and spenders are spenders.
Yep.
So it sounds like you've been a saver. Most people have something that they're passionate about, you know, whether that be something to do with your local church or maybe a Salvation Army or shelters, maybe something to do with pets. But you could do a considerable amount of giving if you are charitably inclined. And one of the things that comes to mind, Charles, are health considerations. You know, how old is your spouse? Are you and her in good health? When you reach your mid-80s, health can change, so make sure you have enough money for yours and her care. And lastly, I just want to mention, if you have regrets about not traveling in the last decade, it's not too late.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could consult with a travel agent in your area that can help you find safe, fun locations and find some places that you like. But lastly, if you don't currently consult with an advisor, Charles, I'd recommend reaching out to us for a 15-minute complimentary phone call. It's at pathfinderchat.com. We can likely help you with some considerations you may not have thought of.
Yeah, if Charles is charitably inclined, I've got four grandkids
that, yeah, there you go.
That probably they could use some extra chips.
Some money.
Yeah. But seriously, you know, really what Charles needs to talk about more than anything is his quality of life. Does he have a good quality of life? I mean,
sure.
Is he enjoying retirement? He says, I finally have peace of mind over financial situation. At 79, finally he has peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You mean he was worried all before that time? That doesn't sound like good quality of life to me.
Yeah.
I would hope that he really is in a good place. And like Barb says, you know, go out and enjoy yourself. My gosh.
Well, it's like he does say he's been pinching pennies for the last 10 years. So, you know, depending on when he retired. But you don't have to have regrets about something like traveling because you can still travel.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, and depending on, you know, his health and so forth, hey, go out there and play pickleball.
There you go.
That's the big deal. I mean, that's what a lot of folks at that age are doing. You know, find another couple at below your rate and then beat them.
Yeah.
Exactly. There you go. Well, that's why you do the planning with the professional, right? So you can kind of you give yourself that peace of mind much earlier and you can actually enjoy your retirement
yes.
and spend your money, right?
That's exactly. This is supposed to be the time of your life.
Yep. No question. All right. We got one more here from Karen to close out the show today. I'm retiring at the end of the year and we'll have about 18 weeks of vacation days and sick leave that I'll get paid for. If my last paycheck is in December, all that payout will be included in this year's taxes. Should I just wait an extra month and retire the first of the year so that paycheck is counted in a different year?
Okay, Karen, this one's a simple one, short and sweet. It sounds logical to have, you know, your extra pay moved to the following year to, you know, basically help alleviate your taxes, delay your retirement 1 month or whatever it is. However, before we can give you a responsible answer here, we need to first examine your total pay for the current year and then match it against what you expect to be paid from all sources in the next year. As an example, will you be drawing Social Security after you retire next year? If so, that extra payment could actually cause your Social Security to be taxable. And I'm sure you wouldn't want to have that. Will you draw a pension distribution from a 401k or a defined benefit plan? What about working part-time? So there are a lot of moving parts here that we need to get some answers for. We do have a tax software package to be able to calculate all these various options. So before you make a decision, I would encourage you to call our office. You know, we could give you the most beneficial tax option. You know, these are not really, and I know most people are looking for a simple answer to a simple question, but quite frankly, there's more to it. So we really need to kind of dig down into it and see what it is that will affect that taxability.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree too, Phil. The 30,000 foot view says, you know, maybe wait till to retire until the next year. That's 4.5 months of income in one paycheck.
Yep.
But there's so many things we don't know. We don't know if she's married. So that has an impact also.
Yes.
Between income and her husband working and.
Yeah, a lot goes into it. Again, Karen, and so you want to sit down always and work with someone. We appreciate your question though, and always encourage anyone with questions to reach out. 815-399-9806 is the phone number for Pathfinder Wealth, but also you can get on the schedule for Barbara and Phil, get a meeting set up by going to pathfinderchat.com. And again, one last reminder before we get out of here, upcoming class, taxes and retirement, March 18th through the 20th here, 2024 at Northern Illinois University in Rockford. We encourage you to take advantage, get on the calendar, reserve your seat today. Barbara and Phil, thanks as always for the time, and we'll talk to you again soon. Have a good week.
Yep, sounds good. You too.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.